Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring how electric grids are evolving into intelligent, flexible networks and where the next wave of growth opportunities is unfolding for utilities and energy ecosystem players. Electric grids are moving away from rigid, centralized infrastructure toward intelligent, data-driven networks. This transformation is being driven by rising renewable adoption, volatile demand patterns, and the growing need for reliable, cost-efficient power. Utilities are increasingly adopting AI, advanced storage, and real-time intelligence to optimize operations and decentralize energy resources. From your perspective, what defines this grid transformation?
It's about intelligence and flexibility. Grids must respond in real time, balance intermittent supply, and operate reliably under far more complex conditions than before.
Let's start with AI. Where is it creating the biggest impact today?
AI is fundamentally changing grid operations, especially predictive maintenance, microgrid optimization, and demand response.
Why predictive maintenance specifically?
Because it shifts utilities from reactive repairs to anticipating failures. That reduces outages by up to 30% and cuts maintenance costs by 20 to 25%.
And beyond maintenance,
AI enables hyperlocal microgrids to manage energy autonomously, improving demand response by up to 30% and reducing reliance on centralized grids.
How are storage and metering changing grid economics?
Grid-scale batteries are now essential for renewable integration and reliability. With battery costs down nearly 90% since 2010, storage is becoming a strategic growth lever.
Where does AMI fit into this picture?
AMI provides real-time visibility. It enables faster fault detection, peak load reductions of 10 to 15%, and stronger customer engagement.
And buildings?
Grid interactive buildings can operate as virtual power plants. When aggregated, they reduce peak demand by up to 20% and create new revenue streams.
Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more insights to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.